Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over. Over there. Hello there, gang. It's Command Performance time in the USA, so line up for the big lineup of Hollywood stars firing direct from the American entertainment front to you fighting men on the battlefronts. And meet your buddy's choice for Master of Ceremonies tonight. He's called back to Command Performance by popular acclaim of the entire AEF, and it's none other than Pat O'Brien.
Thank you, Paul Douglas. Hello, fellas. All of you have heard about priorities back here at home. Rubber and steel get a 1A priority. But you guys out there in the armed forces have a 5A priority with all of us here in Hollywood. And Command Performance is your five-star show. But tonight, we won't stop at five stars because the mailbags are full and we're going out to answer that mail. First, for AFA and WBG Jr., on a sandpile in the North Pacific.
For the Four Lonely Hearts at APO 957.
For JWH at Oahu.
For LWR on the USS Bowditch.
For the Three Little Dogies and Sergeant BW at Corozal.
And for HMS at Pearl Harbor and his wife Betty in Portland, the song Night and Day and lovely Frances Langford.
The beat, beat, beat of a tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you. No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you.
Thank you, Frances Langford. Thank you. And thanks to Alfred Newman and the orchestra from 20th Century Fox Studios, appearing through the courtesy of Local 47. Well, gang, In Iceland, you ask for him. In Australia, you ask for him. In North Ireland, you ask for him. And him is here right now. Assisted by Walter Leroy Tetley, Lillian Verdi Randolph, that provocative prevaricator, that rovish figure of sunburn Americana, Hal Perry, the great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like a good dinner of corned beef and cabbage, huh, Leroy? Yeah, now for a nice, mild cigar.
Oh, come on, Uncle Mort. We'll be late for the movie.
Yeah, stop pestering me, young man. There's no hurry.
But there is. I gotta get there before somebody takes the seat I had last week. Yeah,
for heaven's sakes, why do you have to have the same seat you had last week?
I left my gum there.
He's left.
Now, come on, Uncle Mort.
Well, all right, young man. But just a moment. That corned beef was a trifle too salty. Bertie, some water.
Yes, Miss Gilsey, bringing it.
Oh, can the H2O, Uncle Mort? We'll be late.
Now, just be patient, young man. When we get up in the balcony, I'll give you some nice gooey gumdrops. Would you like that?
What for? You know I broke my slingshot.
Here you are, Miss Gilsey. Here's your water.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Thanks, Bertie. Now, young man, I'm ready to go. Oh, excuse me. I must have drunk too fast.
What's the matter, Uncle Mort? Got the hiccups?
Oh, no, I'll be all right.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, you ought to do something about that.
I haven't got time. I've got to go to the motion pictures.
Maybe you better sit down, Unc.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll be all right in a few minutes. Isn't this silly?
Maybe it'd help if you unbuttoned your vest, Unc.
Unbutton my vest? Well, I'll try it. Oh, yes, that seems a little better. Yes, spoke too soon. I better button it up again. Yeah.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I think I know how to cure them hiccups.
How, Bertie?
Drink a glass of water.
That's how I got them, drinking water.
But you drank too fast. You got to take 9 swallows of water and not breathe in between.
Drink water and not breathe? What am I, a barracuda?
Come on, Uncle Mort, try it. I want to get to the movie.
Well, all right. Give me that picture, Bertie.
Here you are, Mr. Gildersleeve.
No more, no more. That's enough. One more swallow and I'll fly back to Capistrano. Doggone it, they're back again.
Wait a second, Uncle Mort. I just remembered something that'll take care of those hiccups.
Yeah, what is it?
Breath control. Say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers without taking a breath.
Peter Piper... more water, Bertie.
I'm going up and get my Boy Scout book. That'll have something.
I wouldn't be bringing it up, Mr. Gildersleeve, except I know it'll work positively. Now, if you hold a cold silver knife on the back of your neck, them hiccups will be gone with the wind.
Oh, the idea. I never heard of such a thing. Of course, I've never heard of such hiccups either. All right, I'll try anything once. Remind me to give you a dollar if this works. Have you got a cold knife, Bertie?
Yes, I brought one with me, Mr. Gildersleeve. You know, you never can tell when a nice cold knife will come in handy. Now, just unbutton your collar and hold still.
Yeah, all right. It sends the shivers up and down my spine.
Uncle Mort, huh? I looked in the book. That knife. Is Bertie operating on you?
Oh, no. No, Bertie suggested cold silver against the back of my neck for a remedy.
Oh, that won't work.
It will, too, you, Leroy. I've been watching your uncle ever since he tried it, and he ain't hicked once.
By George, that's right. Bertie, you're wonderful. I'm cured.
But you can't be. It says here on the Boy Scout book that a cold knife against the back of the neck cures nosebleeds, not hiccups.
Let me see that book. By golly, you're right.
Stop!
Bertie, forget about that dollar.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be one of my bad days.
So Hal Perry, the great Gildersleeve, Leroy and Bertie are thanks. And now for 17 alert boys from Harlem who are on the alert in the Pacific, and for HC and the USS Keosauqua, who sends in 73s to command performance. One of the greatest blues songs of all time, and one of the greatest bands of all time, by order of the AEF everywhere, St. James Infirmary and Cab Calloway.
never find another sweet man like me. When I dive him in my straight leg breeches, put on a buff back coat and a Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so you can let all the boys know I died standing fast. Then give me 6 crap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot dance band at the top of my head, so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Oh, now that you have heard my story,
say, boy, hand me over another shot of that woo.
Tell them I've got those St. James Infirmary blues.
Thanks a lot, Cab Calloway. Thanks. And now we bring you 2 distinguished ladies who have taken up the honorable profession of nursing, Brenda and Kavina.
Brenda?
What is it, Kavina?
Gee, I sure am glad this is our night off at the hospital. You know what I'd like to do tonight?
Yeah, I know, but the fleet's not in.
Just think, in a few weeks, Brenda and Colbino will be full-fledged nurses.
Yeah, we'll be regular Florence Nightingales.
You know, Brenda, this hospital work isn't as easy as I thought it would be.
You said it. Last night, they had me in the crazy ward.
The crazy ward? What was it like?
What was it like? Suppose a bunch of wild-eyed men were chasing you all night. How would you feel?
10 years younger. Oh, well, anyway, Brenda, it sure is interesting, the things you learn in nurses' training. Do you know that every time a fellow kisses a girl, she can catch 75,000 germs?
75,000 germs every time a fella kisses a girl?
Yeah.
Boy, are we pure.
Disgusting, isn't it? Especially with so many handsome doctors around here.
I'll say, like that good-looking young face specialist.
Face specialist?
Yeah, you know, that plastered surgeon.
Sure. I sure was surprised when he took you out in the garden last night. You know, I heard you walking around on the lawn.
How could you hear me walking around on the lawn?
You've got knees that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Well, even so, it was wonderful. Like putty in his hands. Gee, last night that fella just led me around by the nose.
How'd you get the black eye?
He let it snap back.
You should have seen what they brought into my ward last night. A handsome sergeant. And within 20 minutes, we were in each other's arms, hugging and squeezing and kissing.
Really?
Yeah, and all it took was a gallon of chloroform.
Gee, some of those guys will drink anything.
Yeah. Oh, but seriously, Brenda, you know, now that we're nurses and we're meeting all these men, we ought to make ourselves more attractive. We ought to get some oomph.
Oomph? What's oomph?
Brenda, oomph is something which, if I took it away from Betty Grable and gave it to you, George Rath would kick my teeth in.
I bet so. I'll have you know, everybody tells me that Hedy Lamarr and I have the same face.
Yeah, the only trouble is she's wearing it.
Is that so, Blubberlips? Just what are you doing to make yourself more attractive?
Well, I'm thinking of giving myself a Veronica Lake hairdo. Say, which eye do you think I should cover up?
The one in the middle.
I can't. That's the one I use in dim out. Besides, I've got nothing to worry about with this new perfume. I dab a little behind my ear each morning, and here, how do you like it?
Very nice. Chanel number 5?
No, Vat 69.
Oh, gosh, look at the clock. I've got to go.
Oh, what the rush?
Well, I washed my hair this morning, and I've got to get home before the sun goes down.
Why?
It's still out on the line.
Oh, so long, Granddad.
Oh, wait a minute, girls. Wait a minute. The last time you were on command performance, you had a parting message for all our soldiers. Don't you think this time you should have some message for the sailors?
Yeah, you bet. I'll say. Go on, Cobina.
To all you sailors, wherever you are on the seven seas, and to all you gobs who get shore leave and come to town and think you can get a girl in every port and make dates with them and get fresh, there's just one thing we have to say.
What is it?
What are you waiting for?
Thank you, Brendan Covina, and sail everywhere. Well, gang, you've written lots of letters asking for a very good friend of mine. But let's take a gander at this particular letter from Corporal F.W.B. at APO 958.
Being a native of Pittsburgh, P.A., I recall a fella who some years ago was called Pittsburgh Zone. He wasn't born in Pittsburgh, but we claimed him because of the success he achieved there at the Stanley Theater. He's a big star now, but to all of us Pittsburgh guys, we still call him by his first name. And what's more, all of us guys want him to sing on our show. I refer to Dick Powell.
And, Corporal, we refer your letter to Dick Powell. Front and center, Dick.
Thanks, Pat, and thank you, Corporal F.W.B. And here's the song lots of you ask for.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray. South of the border, down Mexico way, she was a picture in old Spanish lace. Just for a tender while, I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way. I
you, Dick. Thank you, that was swell.
Thanks, Pat. You'll never know what a kick I'm getting out of being here on Command Performance. Imagine a radio show being heard all over the world.
Yes, Dick, radio's come a long way since the good old days of crystal sets and earphones.
Yeah, those were the days.
Say, Dick, do you remember those corny early morning programs when those breezy wake-up boys used to get us out of bed?
Yeah. Remember the Sunrise Kids? Up with the sun to bring you fun?
Say, that was some program, Dick. What do you say you and I give the fellas out there our impression of how it sounded?
Okay, Pat, let's go.
Paul?
Yeah?
There's a request for the Sunrise Kids. Will you set the scene?
Okay.
It is Krautbinder time. The Krautbinder Company, makers of Krautbinder's contented cheeses. I didn't say that pretty good, Pat. Anyway, we present the Krautbinder Sunrise Kids, Dick and the Pat, up with the sun to bring you a fun.
Good morning, folks. Good morning, folks. Hello, each sleepyhead. The Sunrise Kids are on the air. Come on, get out of bed. We bring you songs, we bring you jokes, we do our best to please. And in return, we hope you'll learn to like Krautbinder's cheese.
Well. Good morning, all you lucky listeners. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Dick. Well, folks, here we are, your old friends, the Sunrise Kids.
Yes, sir, back on the air for good old Krautbinder's cheese, the cheese that's sweet as a tropical breeze.
Yes, sir, friends, we're fresh and snappy, bright and happy, so, folks, if you can stand the gaff,
we'll start the day off with a laugh.
Yes, sir, and now, folks, for the correct Krautbinder time, when you hear the musical note, it will be exactly... Thank you. The time is exactly.
And now for our daily toothbrushing exercise.
Get your toothbrush ready. Here we go.
Oh, one and two. Brush, 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 brush. Oh, three and four. Brush, 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 brush.
All done, Dick?
All done, Pat.
Okay, that's fine, folks. Now you can put your teeth back in your mouth.
And now we bring you Krautbinder's harbinger of early morning cheer. Your favorite philosophical poet, Uncle Pat Happiness O'Brien.
Hello there. How are you all this bright and cheery morning? You are? Well, that's too bad. Now let's see what I have this merry, merry morning outside of a terrible hangover. Oh, yes, I have a lovely poem for you. May I read it? Well, I will anyway. I thought it a chap today with golden curly hair. He'd freckles on his rosy cheeks. He knows no worldly care. His shining eyes are from his dad, his dimples from his mother. I said, "Where goest thou, little man?" And he said, "What's it to you, brother?" A picture he in a sailor's suit, a joy too sweet to utter. Sat there like an angel, sailing cigar butts down the gutter. I said, "Don't sit in gutters, son, it's up, saw your clothes." The smile picked up his little fist and bashed me in the nose. So if perchance you meet this lad, don't get into a tiff. Just put the tyke on a motorbike and point him down a cliff.
It's now 1720. Krautbinder cheese time. Time for another song.
Use Krautbinder's cream cheese is healthy. Makes you wise and Krautbinder wealthy. The whispering breezes say Krautbinder cheeses are tangy and tasty like anything.
Remember, I eat Krautbinders regularly.
No other cheese can make this statement.
And now we present an intimate drama of everyday life. The scene, a high school campus. Two co-eds are discussing the junior prom. Here they are.
Hilda!
What?
I know why Milton isn't taking you to the junior prom. It's brooded about the campus that you never ordered cheese, just plain cheese.
But Lucy... Did that come out of me?
But Lucille, I like cheese.
But we girls of Alpha Alpha don't order just cheese.
We order the champagne of cheeses.
Krautbinder's luscious Limburger. Your date will never forget you.
days later, the same girls, but that trombone player, the same girls meet after the prom.
Hilda! There it goes, boys. I hear you took my advice to the three portions of Kraubinder's luscious Limburger before attending the prom.
Yes. And now I'm no longer the wallflower from on high.
The wall fell down.
And now it's time to say, Kraubinder's, Kraubinder's bids you all adieu. Thick and fat, I'll say so long to you, and we do mean you. Our product is the best by test, it's easy to infer. To show we please like a Kraubinder's cheese, for we love Kraubinder.
And we love Camembert.
And we love Roquefort.
And we love Mrs. Kraubinder, too. Good morning, friends.
You know, fellas, Command Performance reaches every part of the world, and your swell letters give it a 1A rating. But over in Berlin, Hitler's radio is giving it 4F. Coming from him, that's a compliment. Hitler's probably sore because we never dedicate a number to him. So we're telling that jerk, one special edition of Command Performance will be broadcast from Berlin. And on that show, a very lousy trio. Hitler, Tojo, and Mussolini. I'm going to sing a little song. Their swan song. So long, boys.
Good night from Pat O'Brien, Francis Langford, Hal Perry, Cab Calloway, Dick Powell, Brendan Cabina, and Alfred Newman's 20th Century Orchestra. Thousands of thanks for those thousands of letters, men. And remember, send your request to Command Performance, care of the station to which you're listening, and we'll take care to see that you'll be listening to the answers to those requests. This is Paul Douglas saying goodnight for Command Performance. Your special dish over here, and brother, dish it out over there.